Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our heavenly Father, send forth your Holy Spirit into our hearts and lives now that we may hear the word of Jesus and grow in our faith, love, and service to you, and love and service to our fellow men. We pray this in the name of our glorious Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing. A simple little word. A simple little word that has the greatest impact in all the universe for you and for me. Nothing. For God himself says that nothing in all creation, neither height nor depth, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither the coronavirus, neither the fighting over racism and protest and riots, neither cancer nor financial problems, and the list goes on, nothing in all creation separates us from the most overwhelming, amazing, unconditional love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Where our lessons for today are so powerful, so wonderful, that they envelop us in this cloud of grace, in this unconditional love. God literally wrapping his arms around us right now and saying, I love you so much. I need you to hear this message, and it cannot come at a better time, for the world is in chaos. And today, once again, we hear the overwhelming gospel of the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross, who took away our sins, who gave us his perfection, who rose from the dead so that we can live with him forever, who called us in baptism, gave us faith, who sanctifies and keeps us in that faith through word and sacrament in the Lord's Supper, so that we will be with him and that he will be with us forever and ever and ever and ever and on and on and on for all eternity. We can't fathom it, we can't grasp it, we can't imagine it, but nothing in all the universe can ever separate you from God in Christ Jesus. Nothing. But oh, how Satan will try, my brothers and sisters. Oh, how he will try. He will try to do it as he comes into your life to snatch away your joy and your hope with illnesses like cancer or maybe the COVID virus. He will try to do it as he comes into your life and brings death, Satan will, to your loved ones. God does not cause death. God redeems death. He takes death away from us and taking us in heaven. When death occurs, it's Satan, his last blow against you and me. But oh, Jesus even takes that away. No, Satan will come into your life with worry and anxiety to cause you to be downtrodden, to look down instead of up to the joy of God, to the face of Jesus, trying to separate you and me from that ultimate love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. Satan will come into our lives with financial problems and worries, worries about our children even when they're young, and even parents worrying about them when they're adults, worries about aging parents, all the frustrations that we go through in life on a daily basis. Satan will try to do it in relationships. I know, I'll tell you, one of the hardest things about being a pastor, and this is one of the hardest things, is you know what? We make decisions and choices that are unpopular. We do. We make decisions and choices all the time that are unpopular. Even when we're doing them for the best good of the church or we're trying to share God's love, somebody always gets mad. And then those people will be naughty and they'll do things and say things. And you know what? It used to bother me. But more and more it doesn't, because I realize nothing separates me from God's love. And if that's the case, let people do things. Let them talk. Let them talk about you. Let them spread rumors. What does it matter? Let them go on and do those things, because God loves you. He chose you. Listen to our lessons for today. You are so precious to him that nothing you do, your sin, your failures, your mistakes, nothing will separate you from him. Listen to this again. It matters not what anybody else thinks about you. If somebody's mad at you, if they're holding grudges against you, whatever, it matters not, because what matters the most is that Jesus Christ loves you and that God the Father will keep you in the palm of his hands forever and ever and ever and ever. And nothing will separate you from him. Nothing. No trial or tribulation. Nothing. But it's so hard for us to grasp onto this. It's so hard because of our limited humanness, because of our sinfulness. It's hard. We gravitate, because of our sinfulness, to seeing the negative in the world. We gravitate in our sinfulness to not seeing the good. We gravitate in our sinfulness to gossip. We gravitate in our sinfulness to bad news. We gravitate in our sinfulness to chaos. We gravitate in our sinfulness to lashing out at people. Because we are sinners, we gravitate constantly to this negativity and the bombardment of our world, and we either become an active participant of it or let it actively take over our lives because we are sinners. And this is what Satan wants us to do. For when we do this, we lose hope of God's promise that nothing separates us. And when we lose hope, we lose sight of Jesus and we become downtrodden. And that's when shame enters our life. And we begin to think we're not good enough for God and that we can't do things, or maybe I need to do more things or do good works to be saved. And we start measuring our lives differently and we start measuring other people's lives differently because of that shame. And oh, how downtrodden we come, and miserable, miserly people. You can tell the miserably, miserly people in the world. They're the ones who are always trying to cause troubles and seeing everything as chaos. It's because they let shame rule their lives, and they have fallen away from living in this beautiful, constant love of Jesus. It's there always. And we can't do anything to earn it, but we sure can push it away. And I say that every time we worry, every time we have anxiety, every time we doubt, we're doing everything we can, subconsciously or consciously, to push it away. I know I do that every time I worry and I'm anxious. And in our gospel, in our lesson from St. Paul today, there's this beautiful, beautiful phrase that comes just before the other beautiful, beautiful part. It says, what are we doing? Because God loves you and because you love him, everything works out for your good. Who can condemn you? No one. Because Jesus died and rose for you. Who can take you away from God? No one, because Jesus died and rose for you. And if we truly believe that, if we truly believe what we profess, if we truly believe that as we look to the cross, if we truly believe that as we think about the empty tomb, if we truly believe that when we celebrate our baptism, if we truly believe that when we receive the Lord's Supper, if we truly believe that when we hear the Word of God, if we truly believe that as we live our daily lives, if we truly believe that, then we must believe that all things work out for our good, because God does not break his promises. And these promises go hand in hand. They are not here, here, and here, and separate. They go hand in hand. So therefore, if nothing separates you from God's love, everything will work out for your good, one way or another. And people say, well, what if I don't get killed? What if I die from this disease? What if you do? It still works out for your good and my good, because we go to heaven. And that's the best gift in all the universe. We go to heaven. The gospel lesson says for today is like a treasure that God has given us, this precious treasure that people sold everything they had to get it. You don't have to sell anything. Jesus already bought it for you. It is yours. The promise is sealed for you and for me and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior. It belongs to you and me. Yes, these times are hard, turbulent, stressful, bothersome, worrying, anxiety-provoking. But hear this promise. Nothing in all creation can separate you. Nothing. Not your sinfulness. Not your doubts. Not your wavering faith, because it always happens. Nothing can separate you from God's love. And maybe, just maybe, maybe, just maybe, as we come to settle and rest in this love and grace forever, it will begin to flow through us so that our miserliness and our grumpiness and our grudges and our calls to bitter action will cease. And non-judgmentally, we will serve and love others, putting ourselves second and putting others first for their good and their benefit, so that they may too see, know, and understand and believe that they are already in the presence of the unconditional love and grace and mercy of God the Father through Jesus Christ. And then, a little secret, the world that we so try so hard to change through bitterness and meanness and with elections and polls and politics, and it never changes. When we love with God's love, the world will change. The world will change because they will know and believe in this unconditional love. In Jesus' name, amen.